two of the little granddaughters was up there fishing. And he had a brig built, brim of bull. He was tall as that ceiling there, I guess. He was some bull, you know. He was a big vessel.
Uh-huh.
And he spied them down there, and he come down through the woods there. And he did have to got in the river if he hadn't got his mind on something else. What did you do to him, honey?
We ran him back up the river, up the road about twice, back up on the hill.
One of them was a grown
woman
with me, and I said, now, while he's gone
this time, I said, we'd better make our getaway. He ain't
gonna come
down this way anymore. Time let us by. So we made our getaway while he's gone.
How'd you
chase him out? He dropped. And they run from that. Yeah, they're afraid. So, you know, he gets so mad, then you go fight.
Uh-huh.
I raised him, and he jumped. Still, I know he's getting mad, and he made the second trial. Another little girl, I said,
we've got enough right here. Boy, when he'd go up to the field there with him, and that old bull was a little out of humor, he'd take his 30. He said, I'm going to kill it, son of a bitch here. he would too. He meant to kill him.
Uh-huh.
He knew he'd run you.
Uh-huh.
And he had some little boys that run higher than that, and there's some men up there one day catching crawfish out of the pond. Them boys, the old man kept his shotgun sitting there by him. These little kids said, oh, that bull won't bother you at all if you let him alone. He's not mean at all. The old man said, what can you do to him? He said, I can go out there and catch him if you want me to. He said, I'll give you $10 if you go out there and catch him. He went out there and rubbed the old bull, called him, went back, and the old man wouldn't give him to him.
Oh.
He was just a big old boy, you know, and he looked vicious. Uh-huh. But he wouldn't bother the kids. He'd come up in the yard, lay down in the yard, you know, and they'd go out and sit between his horns and that on his home. They knew him, the old boy knew them.
Uh-huh. Like a dog, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know much about cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have an oxen here in the early days?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to tell you about this evening. When my father and my old, not my oldest brother, he was teaching school in Alabama, and they come from Birmingham. They come from Birmingham over here to this side of Newport, Arkansas. That's about 180 miles from Little Rock. And they drove four yoke of oxen, so one wagon, you know, just, there wasn't any roads in on just trailways, so you know, and the old steers would just bog over anything. And they brought a big wagon load of stuff, about, I don't know how many miles that would be. And they crossed Mississippi River on a ferry boat. I believe it was, yes, ferry boat. There wasn't any bridge there at that time when they come through. There wasn't any bridge at Memphis. And they cross there, and then they come to the Blackwood Bottom, come on down to, well, I can't call the names of the places down to there. They come to, come out at Newport, cross the river, and went about 12 miles up in the mountain to homestead some land.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, and all that land in there was, you know, you see fishing poles at these big stores, big fishing poles. Well, them poles that fell down, they just like that over the road, you know, just
big cane breaks.
Big
cane,
all cane breaks from Memphis going to Newport.
Hmm.
Well, for 20 miles this side of Newport, they come from cane breaks. And that land belonged to the government then. And you could homestead 360 acres of that land, and you had to stay on it so many months a year.
Mm-hmm.
Good land, oh boy, it's rich now, but no telling, $1,000 a
boy.
Land.
Those big old steers were just working that bottom land, huh?
They'd come through that, all them mud holes around them lakes through there.